Welcome into today's healthcare update. Our guest today is Becky Carter, President and Chief Nursing Officer of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Welcome back, Becky. It's good to see you again.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
You guys recently celebrated what I think would be a really big time at any hospital, especially at yours, National Nurses Week. How did y'all celebrate it this year over at Blue Ridge?
Well, we had our nursing team help us plan. It is a big week, and it is a fun time. We do some somber things. We do some recognition things, and we do some things just for fun. We had an ice cream truck day.
That sounds like fun.
It is fun, you know, just to awaken those childhood things that we really all enjoy.
Yeah.
We had a celebration with a little gift for every nurse, shared a water bottle. You know, we're all interested in staying hydrated these days.
That
was a useful gift to share. We did a DAISY Award recognition that week as well.
What is the DAISY Award?
The DAISY Award is a national award. It is a recognition for a nurse at the bedside who gives extraordinary care. Often these are nurses who are nominated by a patient, a patient's family, or one of their colleagues who really saw them exhibiting the highest form of caring as a nurse, going above and beyond.
Who actually decides who wins?
We have a patient and family advisory council at the hospital, so community members who come in and help us give us the feedback from patients and families about projects and other policies and procedures that we have going on. And the Patient and Family Advisory Council reviews all the nominees. And we had over 20 this year.
Hey, now that's cool. That shows you're getting serious service when there's that many in a year.
Yes. And so they go through and they do the initial review and they narrow down the field and they rank order them and say these are the top ones as we see it. And then we do have a leadership team that will sit down and see, you know, just make sure we agree and it is an easy process because we almost always agree.
Well, you could see where something like that, you're excited to have 20 folks, and as you try to whittle them down and you get down into just a few, whether they're nominated or not, they all do such a wonderful job that you really, I could see where I wouldn't want to be one of the main judges on that. But anyway, it's exciting. Can you tell me who won? Tell me who it was this year.
Janet Street.
Janet Street
is a nurse in our cancer care center. She has over 7 years of doing cancer care services, administering chemotherapy and caring for patients in that setting. But she's got far more experience beyond that. She's quite the expert. And our patients who come to us for their cancer treatments day in and day out, they get to know their teams very, very intimately. And so it was one of those patients who nominated Janet. And she is respected by her peers as an expert at what she does and appreciated by her patients as someone who does it with great care, great concern, and compassion.
That's really neat. Well, congratulations to her. What is a DAISY? Is besides the fact that it just would be cool to be chosen, is there some sort of prize or what do they get? Anything?
They do. The DAISY Foundation was established by a family, a grateful family, whose young son had a very serious autoimmune disease that he actually succumbed to in his early 30s. And this family established in his memory a foundation that would recognize internationally the efforts of nurses to provide excellent care for patients. The foundation makes available a pen, a beautiful plaque that you can keep forever, a small statue that is emblematic of the care of a nurse for a patient that is produced by a small African tribe. They are hand-carved by artisans among that tribe, and the proceeds of those statues that are used for every Daisy Award winner cares for and provides for that entire tribe. So,
Boy, that's a cool story, too, isn't it?
It is.
There's all sorts of connections
it
in
is.
That. Well, that's really neat. Well, you know, it's good to have award winners, and it's good to have a wonderful staff. But I'm curious, if you had to say in a sentence or in a few sentences, what is a nurse? Describe that for me.
Oh, wow. That's one of the most difficult questions for me to answer. But as I think about it, mm-hmm. it occurs to me that a nurse is a scientist whose heart is as big as her brain. The men and women who are nurses are thinking people. They are people who make challenging decisions. They are people who observe carefully, who put together patterns of things that they see and feel and hear to determine, is a patient improving or not improving or getting worse, and making decisions quickly. Among the best and most experienced, those decisions happen quite intuitively. They're not even aware of the processes they're going through to determine that this patient needs help and we need to start now. But they are always, always watching, listening, touching, feeling. And at the same time, listening and caring and teaching patients and families and children who may be with a patient and family. So they are highly skilled scientists who are also people with great hearts and great caring and concern.
Yeah. We'll stop our conversation here and continue tomorrow speaking with Becky Carter, who is the president and the chief nursing officer of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. We'll talk more about nurses and about the hospital's recent celebration of National Nurses Week. Healthcare Update is an opportunity for you to get to know about the Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital and healthcare providers in our area. The program is sponsored by Mission Hospital's Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Thank you again to Becky Carter, and thank you for listening to today's Healthcare Update.